This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is this brutal heat a climate emergency? Climate activists and some Democrats are pushing President Biden to declare it so, but the White House has resisted. Today, though, the president will reveal new steps to help sweating Americans. This, as a new study warns that a system of ocean currents that takes heat northward across the North Atlantic could collapse this century with potentially catastrophic effects. The AP's Ben Thomas.
It's called the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, a system of ocean currents bringing warm water north and cold water south. It's a lengthy process, taking an estimated 1,000 years to complete, but it's slowed even more since the mid-1900s. Scientists say a further slowdown or complete halt could create more extreme weather in the northern hemisphere, sea level rise on the east coast of the U.S., and drought in southern Africa. The timing is uncertain, and 2 years ago, the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change said such a collapse is unlikely this century. But Danish researchers, in a study published in Nature Communications, now say the system could collapse as soon as 2025 and as late as 2095. I'm Ben Thomas.
You may see higher rates for mortgages, car loans, and other loans now that the Fed has raised its key interest rate to the highest level in more than 20 years. It's doing this to fight inflation. Will it raise rates again? Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
I would say it is certainly possible that we would raise funds again at the September meeting if the data warranted. And I would also say it's possible that we would choose to hold steady at that meeting. We're going to be making careful assessments, as I said, meeting by meeting.
It appears Ukraine has launched a major push now to try to move Russian forces from southeastern Ukraine. That's according to officials and analysts in the West and Ukraine. This is AP News. The latest now on Hunter Biden.
A plea deal for President Biden's son Hunter is on hold. A federal judge in Delaware has questions about the terms of the agreement. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to two tax charges. The judge has issues with a separate felony charge, possessing a firearm in 2018 as a drug user. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre points out Hunter Biden is a private citizen.
This case was handled independently, as all of you know, by the Justice Department under the leadership of a prosecutor appointed by the former president, President Trump.
Republicans like House Speaker Kevin McCarthy think Hunter Biden is getting preferential treatment.
We have to fight at the end. If the justice system is fair to all Americans and not one system for the Biden Inc. family and another for America.
Under the plea deal, Hunter Biden's gun case would be wiped from the record. Otherwise, the felony charge carries 10 years in prison. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.